Tuesday. Came across a machlokas today as follows. One of the Isurim of Borer is to take a taruvos. If you have a taruvos, put each one. You're not using anything. You're not using necessarily. You're not using. It's not oichel napsalis. You're putting every miyun. It's called in Ivrit, I guess. Miyun. You're putting everything that's silver with taruvos, and you take boons and you put them in the v'chulu. Everything. You have a game. I'm not looking for the word. And you, whether it's a game, and you put everything in the right place, so that's a form of borer. That is borer, madiraisa. Now, if you do it la'alter, among you setting a table, that's most common, probably the most common case, that you have a soil that's in a bunch, and you want to set the table, so you take the spoon, and you put it in place, and you take it. So if it's out the door right before the meal, you're setting the table for the meal, so that's okay. It has dinner, taking the oichel, you're taking what you want, and putting it in the place, so that's okay to do. But if to do it night before is a problem, it's also. So they give you dates. So if you have to set the table the night before, you take the silver and you throw it out. Taruvos, everything's separated. You can see what everything is. It's not the taruvos. So that's murder. Okay, so far so good. There's a case, though, called min habobi yodo. In other words, you're not loon to put out a spoon in the place, or to put it wherever it goes, or you pick up one. You don't care what it is. You're not, and then you look at it, you see what it is, and you put it in the right place. But at the time you separate it from the taruvos, you don't care what it is. The phrase used is min habobi yado, and so I just recently came across. That I talked it over with the Rish Kaivel here. What's his name? Yeah, Rav Chazan. The Sfardim are matir it completely. In other words, you could do it the night before too. And I came across a sefer with the Sfardishim Sokim, and I was surprised to see he doesn't even get on the machlekas. He just says it's mutter. So Rav Chazan confirmed that he was surprised to hear that Ashkenaz master it. If you look in the Sfarim of Shabbos, like Orcha Shabbos, or what's his name? The four-volume work in English, Ribiat, or Guidelines on Borer, they are so sim that it's Osir. And you look in the Orcha Shabbos, it seems it's a Chiddush that said, I don't know Chiddush, it's a Psak that said over from Rebbe Yashiv and from Zalman. That min habobi yodo is, you know, even though I guess this is the, at the time you're taking it, you don't care what you take. So, well, the Sfardim are matter it, and they say ein ze borer klal. There's the lashon of one of the Sfarim I saw, Hashabbos b'Tifarta, a very nice sefer, good pictures, and he says ein ze borer klal. Another you could do it the night before. And the Archa Shabbos and the Ashkenazim, whoops, I told him, he was surprised to hear that we asked it. And I was surprised to see that the Sfarim are matter it. So that's it. But I was surprised, none of the Sfarim, even Sfarim that usually cross reference Ashkenazi Psakim with Sfardi Psakim, do not have this. I was surprised to see it. So now I have to write a Sefer Archa Shabbos so I could say it. Anyway, we have to treat it as osur. I mean, Ashkenazim have a psak, and that it's osur. The phrase of the case is min habobi yado. Okay, we move on now to Chayvus Halvavus, and we're in the middle of Shayich and Hamaisa Perakei, and he's talking about different enticements of the Yetzer Hara. We're up to very subtle ones. When you say it over and you say the word Elochei Zalvavus, it doesn't sound so subtle. But in life, it's subtle. So now he's up to, he talked about Cheroa, when the Yetzirah sees Shatamaskim Lasos Mu'uma Mimaisi Avoda. This is very, because you'll see what the Yetzirah tells you, he is really to it. It could even be true, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the Yetzer Hara. I think that you'll hear in a second, and that's why it's looks scary, because he says it's a common tactic of the Aesara. Aesara says you want to do something special. You want to fast tomorrow, or you want to daven slower, or you want to take on, you're going to start Omid Yomi or Daf Yomi or whatever, or give Tzedakah in a way that you haven't, that you heretofore haven't. Yagdil Olecha in Yano, he'll make it into a very big deal, the Avchitcha Mimenu, and he'll scare you off. For example, V'miyah Minyan Hatzom, you decide to fast. People used to fast quite, pretty often. Yom Alecha Hizoher, and now what he says makes a lot of sense and resonates with us. That's why I mean it's so scary, because Hizoher Ki Yachlish Oscha, the fast will make you weak. The Achli Yecha, and it will make you sick. The Yimnoacha, and it will prevent you Minyanei Olamcha, both from Olam Hazeh things, V'Achri Secha, and Olam Abot things, because you'll be too weak. Now, if that's true, it's true. So the Chavik Halov's point, obviously, is that the Eitz Hara will not put it under the microscope of seeing if it's true or not, but he'll just say it. And he'll convince you. Again, the Chavik Halov's was written 1,000 years ago. People used to, I guess, night, it was dark at night. And the people, it was very quiet at night and peaceful. And people used to get up to do his bodedus at night. You see that in a few places in Chavis HaLodos, he talks about davening at night. That you have a special, your mind is clear, and there's no hustle and bustle. Now it's not, night, day, it's all the same. But he's saying if you want to get up at night and pour your heart out, Yale Alibcha, and again, this is like sometimes true, that sleep is more essential than food, and watching your health, and it watches your health, which again, like, if it's true, it's true, and it's not the Yetzirah. You decide to give schumim for tztokah, he'll say you can't afford that much, the Yosem Horesh, poverty, the Negere Necha, the Yaskircha, Dalos, Hameskenus, the Achisaron, will scare you. V'chein chom min mimini amitzos v'chasodim. You want to do chesed, you want to sacrifice, you want to do something, you want to go that extra mile, you want to do something more. Yishtadel l'havchitcha u'lahagdil ha'inyan b'libcha, he'll blow it up and make it into a big mountain. Kedei sheterapa mimenu, so you should get scared off. V'chasher tachshav lasos aveira, then Yechabev L'chohana Osa. This is a common thing that we really sort of are all aware of, but he makes the Hano of the Aveira much more than it really is. The Yashkicha Onsha, and it'll be like a disconnect from the Onesh. The Yizori Zoschol Asosa Velinto Seileha. So he then gives us the tactic you should use to fight back. But we'll stop here.
I like the way you gave it over. You have a very nice day.
Thank you.
I'm sure there might be a good question.
Yeah.
I haven't really done it already. I might have to go to Christmas. I will go to Christmas, but I'm going to miss Shabbos and be out of sick.
Doesn't matter. I mean, people are mocking it, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Does that include when you're drying? If you dry each one specifically, is that considered the other?
So some hold that since your purpose, that's like a hefsek. Your purpose isn't to put it in its right place. You're taking it to dry, and now what are you supposed to do with it? You've already removed it from the taruvos in an innocuous way, not to sort it out. And now, let me check with my wife.